Okay, thanks for inviting me and for coming. The title of this talk is Generalized Path-Dependent Representations for Gauge Theory. I think it's not working forward this one. Okay, I have to forward this. Okay. The plan of the talk is first, a very short introduction to the concept of path dependence. I will only show some examples where the concept has appeared and has been used. Then I will define a path operator, a path derivative, and I will show some interpretations of this operator. You will see that you can interpret it as a generator of curves. And then I will show some application of this formalism, and I will derive Quarant Taylor series, and then I will conclude. Okay, so the notion of path dependence, as well I know, the first who used it was Dirac. In a work of non-intergravity of phase of wave functionals in quantum mechanics in this year. Then also another example is Mandelstam point derivative in gauge theory, integral formulation of Wu and Yang, these references, and well, the well-known loop representation in loop quantum gravity. Okay, I will concentrate on gauge theories where several definitions of path-dependent operators have been made. Okay, they are different definitions of path-dependent operators. They depend, for example, if the functionals, which take values on curves, are for open or closed curves. If the variation is due to one point, which has been called an endpoint derivative, or many points, which has been called area derivative. And the place where the variation is appended is on the curve or on another place on the manifold. Okay, the motivation here is to define one operator that could generalize all the previous ones that has been defined. Okay. The definition of the path derivative will be over a functional of a curve alpha will be this quantity, a delta psi minus psi, both evaluated in the same curve. The meaning of delta is to displace the initial curve alpha to a deformed curve alpha prime and some transforming action on psi. I will show in the next slide which is the transforming action. So you start with this curve alpha and you just deform it. Okay? This is in gauge theory and flat space time. The definition of delta will be to take psi. Delta psi will be to take the same field psi in other system, A prime and B prime. They are internal indices evaluated in alpha prime and put these two elements in the left part, in the left side and on the right side. Okay? This U elements will be function of delta X and this one will be function of delta Y inverse. What is the meaning of this delta X and delta Y? They are, this is delta X is the path of the endpoint when you deform the initial curve is the path, the flow of the end of the initial point. Okay, so this one is delta X and delta Y will be the path, the inverse path. The same, but the inverse path of the point, of the end point of the curve. The I will take these elements to be parallel propagators or phase factors. It's a definition. So also I will call a point deformation, a deformation which just moves one point, any point. It could be the initial point, last point, any point. I will call a point deformation for that. In this specifically is the last point. This is the initial point deformation. And a loop deformation, I will call some deformation in which the curve, while it's deforming, it could enclose some area. That would be the loop deformation. It can be understood this the previous slide or the definition of path dependent operator by a composition of loops. You can take one loop, compose it with the initial curve. You will have this quantity, and you can imagine that the action of this delta on psi will be some operator U of L acting on the initial function or functional. I will show in next slides what exactly is U of L. Okay, I have defined a path operator on a functionals of a function of curves. So for the first thing you can do is take a derivative, a path derivative on a phase factor and compare with other results. Okay, so when I take the derivative of this phase factor, I am expecting a formula, a specific formula. Okay, I want to match what I have defined with other results. Okay, so let's see if that makes sense. I will take the derivative of this element phase factor, and I will take an n partition. Well, this is the initial curve. This is the deformed curve. I will compose this phase factor of the deformed curve by this path. I will go from this point to this one, go again to this, then come back here, and go up. I will do the same in each partition. I will do this kind of things because, as you will see, then I will have an holonomy of that loop. Okay, this is the definition. Only applying the definition, I will expand at first order the holonomy in terms of the parallel transport curvature, and I will replace this expression here again. When I do that, I end up with this equation. In the continuous limit, I can have this one. And this is a well-known result of a path derivative on a functional in terms of curvature. So the definition makes sense, and we have to continue and see what other kind of things we can do with this definition. Okay, I will again take the definition at first order of the derivative. I will iterate this equation I will take a family of curves parameterized by T, which it's a parameter which indicates somehow for T1 I will have this deformed curve, T2 this one, and so on. So when I iterate this equation, I don't show the details of the calculation. I end up with this relation, and I can make the connection of previous slides in which I suppose that I could define a U of L. So I identify U of L like this expression. P is a or there. This is an or there expand. exponential of this operator. Okay, just like an like a parallel propagator or an holonomy. Okay, one application of this is to, for example, find covariant Taylor expansions. I will show what they are. They have been used in quantum field theory to calculate the effective action. This is the first work where they derive this kind of series. And here is one reference which take the supersymmetric extension. Okay, the standard derivation starts with the transport equation. You take a function of x. You take successive derivatives. You have this expression, no more curvature terms in the n derivative of f. You can define this quantity, and you end up with this expression, which is telling that you can make expansion of a function of x evaluated in time 2, like operators, covariant derivatives, really. They are usual covariant derivatives acting on f of x evaluated in t1. It's the usual Taylor expansion of partial derivatives, but with covariant derivatives, and no more curvature terms. You consider that the previous f of x is now this field, okay, with respect to x. This is a scalar function. You can make expansions of this, like a scalar function on expansion of on x, and you use this entity. Okay, I am skipping a lot of steps, but you end with this kind of relation, which is telling that you can parallel transport a field x. You take it from x prime to x, then you bring it back to x. You do that. You are usual parallel propagators. When you do that, you end up with this expression. Covariant derivatives acting on the field. Okay, now the a geometrical derivation using the path-dependent operator is to consider this field, path-dependent field, just like the previous. Okay, I will take an open curve, this one. Okay. Gamma 1 is from the initial point to point x. Gamma 2 is from this point to x, to the final point. This is an insertion of phi in this curve. Okay, phi is here, is evaluated here. Then I will take this field, path-dependent field. I will do one deformation, so I have this expression. I will this deformation in blue. So I start with the blue one, sorry, the blue one. I make one deformation, the green, and I do another deformation of the curve to get the red curve. The red curve goes up and goes down. Okay. When I do that, so I make the first deformation here, the second, I can compose the two deformations, the blue with the red, and that the composition is one single deformation, and you can see that it is a point deformation. So if I take the thing is that I take this blue curve, I move it to the dot green curve, and then I take n points to point x and this point to the point x also. So I end up with a curve that's go up and down. That kind of deformation. So that is a point deformation on x. when this point deformation acts on psi, it will act on the point x, of course, but it will leave the phase factors of which psi is composed, which will cancel this others. Then you can show that making two deformation of an open curve, you can have derived this covariant Taylor expansions. To conclude, what we have done, we have defined a path-dependent operator in gauge theory, which is covariant by construction, you can show that, and acts by continuous deformations on the space of smooth curve. It generalizes, in a way, all the previous path derivatives. So it is, for example, the loop derivative is one particular case of this formalism. You can also think in Schiff derivatives, okay, Mandelstam derivatives. They all belong to this kind of derivative acting by deformations on curves, okay, any deformation. We have established a relation, also the same thing we have in the formalism. You can distinguish area and endpoint derivatives previously defined. We have calculated a finite variation of the functional when the curve, initial curve, is deformed. Okay, it is an exponential of this path operator. And as an application, we have derived covariant Taylor expansions as a deformation of open curves. Okay, no, closed curves don't produce Taylor series, because there's no way you can produce a point deformation with a closed curve. When you collapse two points to an endpoint, an initial point, or an endpoint to a point in the curve, there's no way to produce an endpoint deformation. That's why only open curves could produce Taylor's covariant Taylor series. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Are there questions? Or remarks?
Okay. Would it be very difficult to generalize or rewrite this approach for gravitational backgrounds?
Yes, that's a good question. No, I don't know how to apply it to, for example, loop quantum gravity. I was thinking maybe you can take a spin network, which is a functional of curves, and you can apply this path operator, which deforms the spin network, but I haven't do anything with respect of that. So this is just the beginning.
So if there aren't